Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is your host, Monk. You can find out more at the website allbook-books.com. So this episode is about all things haiku and related arts, as I've just published the 2021 haiku calendar. This is the 13th year of the calendar. Thus, it is a collector's edition because there are four extra pages with the brush calligraphy of all 12 astrological signs. These are ancient Chinese pictographs with my modern brush calligraphy style. And they give all the 12 animals, mostly four-leggeds, the rat, the ox, the tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, unicorn or sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And also information about the five elements: metal, water, wood, fire, and earth. That's the in the Chinese system, five elements. And also I included what Chinese call flowing wind. So there's a little bit of information about each, and along with the 12 astrological animal signs, there is the tortoise pictograph and the sea turtle to recognize and honor what native peoples of so-called North America refer to as Turtle Island, and many traditions worldwide, including Hindu, Chinese, African, Aboriginal, Australians, and Caribbean peoples also refer to a turtle in their origin stories and mythologies. So that's the addition along with the 12 signs. And then the calendar has chocked full with poems and artwork and black and white. It's all black and white and photographs from 65 artists. So each month has a whole selection of haiku, short poems, and than the typical calendar month, except the calendar is not typical in that there is an almanac or encyclopedic amount of holidays listed, from significant dates to famous people's birthdays to the moon cycles, the sun cycles, and I try to include as many traditions around the world as possible. So, for example, January 7th, seven herbs picked for porridge, good health, Japan. January 8th is a day honoring a Sufi saint, and it's also David Bowie's birthday. January 10th, Save the Eagles Day. January 11th, Amelia Earhart Day. January 12th, Swami Vivekananda's birthday. January 15th is Bagel Day and a Shinto Coming of Age Day, along with Plurinational State Day in Bolivia. So you, just from that little selection, you get a feel for what the calendar is about. They are available at the website. They are $13 each plus $2 shipping. And if you get the Haiku One Breaths book, that's extra. It's all black and white with brush calligraphy, photographs, and drawings. So I'll read a few of the selections, give you a flavor. What the haiku are like. This first one is by Robert Savino. First frost, unraked leaves glisten. First frost, unraked leaves glisten. This one by J.R. Turek. On the autumn breeze, the scent of your pipe smoke from 5 years ago. On the autumn breeze, the scent of your pipe smoke from 5 years ago. And Sharon Anderson, summer shower pelts the sidewalk, umbrellas bloom. Summer shower pelts the sidewalk, umbrellas bloom. And springtime, this by Cliff Blydner. Warming up these old bones, spring day. Warming up these old bones, spring day. And along with those, sometimes occasionally a little shorter one or a little longer one, as I do like to include not just restricted to haiku per se, but some short poems. So this is by Elena Botts. In that impossibility, here I am, anywhere the earth is, trodden or untrodden, a love to carry one anywhere, north along the road, sanctified in a few gestures to the forgotten mountains, back into the self unspoken. So there's a lot to the calendar, and again, it's the 2021 haiku calendar, which is the astrological Chinese sign of Taurus, the ox, and the element for the year is metal. So 2021 is the female metal ox, and the calendar gives a little bit of explanation about that. And the calendar is printed on 100% recycled papers, and it's produced at a print shop, which is a union. No bosses equal. It's a collective. Collective copies in Amherst, Massachusetts. So thanks to them for doing a wonderful job with the printing. And also for more haiku stuff, there's a free online 30-minute audio presentation that I gave for a local library about haiku, the history and the uses and the current forms of haiku. And also for anybody interested, I send out a free haiku du jour email every day as a little moment, kind of sanctuary moment. If you have questions, let me know. And the information in the email or on the website for how to get the calendar. So thanks for listening and be well.